question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the quick break, everyone. We're now up to the personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Ancestry.com/Carrie.
Despite the global events that may keep so many of us apart this holiday season, Ancestry.com/Carrie can help bring you closer to family past and present through your shared history. Give your loved ones an Ancestry gift membership to let them discover the fascinating people in their past or surprise them with Ancestry DNA so they can uncover their origins.
The holiday sale going on right now makes it a good time to treat someone you love to a gift that will instantly connect them to their family in new meaningful ways, and you'll find excellent prices on gifts that will let your family explore the past, share fascinating stories, and discover the places around the world together that were once called home. Don't miss out on the special holiday pricing and these meaningful gift options at Ancestry.com/Carrie, or find a link on our website, of course, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, our next guests for our personal connection segment are here today as a result of the pandemic's effect on the aviation world. Former Delta pilots Captain Joe Fahan and his wife and co-pilot First Officer Margaret Fahan have a combined 71 and a half years of flying experience, and like many pilots, were asked to retire early back in August due to the significant drop-off in flights this year. They wrestled with the decision, but ultimately flew their last flight with Delta on August 13th, JFK to Milan and back. We'll let them take it from here. Let's get to Joe and Margaret on the show hotline.
Hello, Joe and Margaret. Mary and I appreciate you joining us, and a million or so of our show fans around the country today.
Hello to you
guys.
Hey.
Nice talking to you today.
Nice to have both of you here with us. Margaret, we're going to get right into this. Mary and I have worked successfully together for many years. I often say there's no one who I trust more than my wife. You and Joe met flying and have worked in the same field together. You're raising your sons over the years together. And for the past 6 years, you've even shared the flight deck as much as possible. So what's it been like flying with your husband, essentially working together so often?
Well, it's actually been great. We're so trained in our job that it's very specifically laid out, and I think that's what makes it so easy. Everybody knows their part, everybody knows their job, everybody knows the role that they're playing. So, I mean, the fact that we like each other really helps, but we get along at work, we get along at home. Working together is great because we end up on our layovers together, which is actually one of the most fun parts of the whole job.
Well, I think anytime you can work with your best friend and your spouse, that's great.
And in your case, to experience the destination together before you have to get back on a flight must have been definitely an added bonus. Joe, I watched your YouTube video with the clip of you and Margaret landing after your final flight with Delta back in August, flight 173, right. Milan into JFK right here in the New York area. And the comments from the tower congratulating you guys and your responses were moving. So we put you in the right segment. You're in our personal connection travel segment today because I got choked up just watching this.
She really did, too.
I really did. I found it so moving. We know it wasn't your plan to retire this year, and this is the case for a lot of pilots. How hard was it to walk away, and do you have a single memory that really stands out for you over the years?
Well, I think when I made that video, in fact, I just ran across it this morning again, and I watched it and kind of brought it back all to the surface. When I made that video, I was all choked up. And my joke about that is after everybody commented on it that they were crying as well, I said, well, at least the whole world knows what a crybaby I am now. But it was really hard to leave. It's been my focus, my life, since I was, I don't know, a teenager. I started flying lessons right around the time I turned 16. So it's been such a big part of my life that leaving it was, it didn't really set in right at the time. I mean, it did when I was on my last flight, but you don't feel the effects of it until a little bit later, and we're starting to feel the effects of that now, not missing it a lot. So I don't know. It's been such a big part of my life that it's not just a job. It becomes who you are, kind of. As far as memories, just the good times I had on layovers. Margaret and I were basically professional vacationers for the last 6 years of our career. So
that's a good way to put it.
That was a real bonus for the end of our career.
I'm sure that has been. You know, Margaret, listen, I am passionate pretty much about all things aviation. We have two boys that I share that passion with, and we've made Mary a big aviation fan. She's not the biggest fan of flying, but she certainly has grown to appreciate it. I love helicopters in particular, but
I can live without the helicopter.
Yeah,
know, you're doing, I'm okay she's on still, the commercial
I've got,
jets.
I've got her on a lot of those helicopters.
See,
but
Margaret said yeah, too.
She knows. But, you know, what I do want to talk to you about, really, is I know one of your career highlights was becoming the first female pilot in the world to fly the Airbus A320. And for our listeners tuned in, you know, that's Airbus's version of the Boeing 737. I'm curious to know how you liked flying, you know, the considerably larger aircraft that you flew with Joe, the Airbus A330.
Well, the Airbus A330 is a lot like the A320. In fact, I think for a little while there was talk of having one type rating for both airplanes. But the A330 is considered a heavy aircraft because of its weight. I enjoyed flying both airplanes. Checking out on the 320 was a lot of fun because it was, at the time, considered pretty high-tech with its all-glass cockpit and the fly-by-wire technology. And I'd come off the DC-9, which was
basically a big change.
1960s.
Yeah, really?
Technology.
Wow. I mean, that's night and day.
Yeah. But I think the 330, it's just a beautiful flying airplane. It's comfortable in the cabin for the passengers. The cockpit is laid out really well for the pilots. I think they considered, you know, a lot of the pilots' requests when they came up with the cockpit design, making it bigger and roomier and just comfortable in general. But the layovers in the cities that it flew to, I think is probably my favorite part about the whole checkout on the A330.
I'm getting that constant theme from the two of you here.
Layovers.
So I like that.
Yeah.
Exactly right, yes.
Joe, I want to ask you about young pilots. There are certainly a lot of young pilots who I would think their morale has been knocked around a little this year by the pandemic as they've watched it, you know,
yeah,
come to a halt,
definitely.
Right? So I want to give you the opportunity. What would you say to anyone listening who might be dreaming of a career as a pilot or some of the people out there working hard right now to earn their hours?
Yeah, you know, when I started flying, nobody was hiring. It was 1973, 1974. There wasn't an airline hiring at all, and I've told this so many times, but my joke was you needed 3 lunar landings just to get an interview. But it's been hard times throughout our career. There's been 9/11, there's been the recessions, strikes, layoffs. This COVID thing is a big one, but it's not the only downturn in aviation. There will be downturns throughout anyone's career, no matter when you start. So I tell young people that write to me that to keep your chin up, look towards the future. This will pass. Airline hiring and aviation hiring is very cyclical. We were in one of the biggest hiring booms in history when COVID hit. And then, of course, the next day, nobody was hiring and everybody was laying off. But it will recover. And yep, I tell kids to look toward the long term, mm-hmm. not to think, oh, the next 2 years are going to be bad, so I might as well get out of it. It's a long career, and it goes by. You know, in 30 years, you're going to see lots of ups and downs. So I tell them not to give up hope. If it's your passion, to keep doing it, and it'll
good advice.
Come
yeah,
around.
Absolutely good
Great
advice.
Great advice.
Margaret, you know, we'll go back to you. Here we are. Christmas is right around the corner, obviously. Today being the 12th, is, you know, it's coming up in 13 days. I know you've flown a lot of international routes for Delta. So I want to ask you, and the reason I mentioned that it was, you know, right after Christmas comes New Year. We're going to be into a new year. Everyone's thinking about where they might be able to travel, if it's going to be allowed, where they can go. So is there a, you know, a country or two that you're likely to return to and explore a little more now since you don't have the responsibility of having to make it to the gate by a certain time?
Yeah, this would take probably more time than we have on air, but we are both big fans of Europe, and we my parents are German, and so I think heading back to Germany is at the top of my list. We had actually talked about going to the Christmas markets this year, mm-hmm. which obviously mm-hmm. didn't happen.
They're a lot of fun, yeah.
But another one of our favorite countries is Greece. We love to go to Athens and explore some of the islands around the Mediterranean there, and we actually have a trip planned there for the end of next summer. And fingers crossed.
Looks like, yeah, exactly. You might be able to do that. I mean, we certainly hope you can.
Yeah.
Because Joe, really quick for you, any place as well? I mean, obviously Germany, Greece, you're going to be there, but any place that you really are excited to get to?
Really, my dream is to get over to Europe. I used to almost be a citizen of Amsterdam. I was there so often, and you know, we still have friends over there. And I'd like to go there, maybe start in Amsterdam and work our way across Europe and end up in Greece. There's so many places in Europe that are just so great to be at. And I would like to take more time rather than just a 1 or 2 day layover.
And really just dive in. And live like a local a little bit.
Or outside the city.
Well, we hope you both get a chance to do that and enjoy it for sure. We really appreciate you joining us. Folks, if you want to follow all of Joe and Margaret's flying adventures, you can do it on Instagram. It's at Flying Fahans, and that's F-A-H-A-N-S. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Hope you both have a great Christmas, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Take care, you guys. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Well, they are a very nice couple.
Flying Fahans. They really are. And we're going to have them back and see what's next for them in their next chapter.
And their sons also fly.
Yes.
We didn't get into that. But right now, we are approaching 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on this 12th day of December. We're going to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. 30% of the show still remains, including listener emails. And that all means there's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.